I see you running around talking to a lot of former teammates. What's it been like for you returning here this year?
So, I mean, I know all these guys from years and years ago. So they are like my best friends. It's good to, you know, I'm on another team, but they keep me like I'm one of their friends. So I love to see them and, you know, play in the ballpark where I get the call up to the big league. So that's really emotional for me.
Who are some of your favorite guys here with the Rangers or with the Round Rock organization that you were so excited to see this week?
So, especially Elier Hernandez, JP Martinez, and coaching staff, the assistant manager coach and the strength and conditioning coach are my best two friends when I was here.
Joined here on the pregame show by Yoel Pozo, and while a lot of these guys are your best friends, you're playing against Round Rock this week with the playoff implications very real here at the end of the season. Both the Aviators and the Express enter today tied for that final playoff spot. What's it been like for you and your teammates getting towards the end of the season with some meaningful games?
I mean, we're fighting. We want to pass to the playoff. We want to win it all. We're fighting. Like you can see yesterday game, we was down by 4 or 5, and then, you know, we get up in that inning, so we're gonna fight until the end, no matter what. It's gonna be a huge series for us, so we're gonna try to win the max of the games to see if we get that last spot.
And this year, position-wise, you've been catching, you've been DHing, you've pitched a couple of times, but you've also been playing first base. What was your first base experience like prior to this season?
So prior this season, last year I played a lot of first base here. I can say like 20 games last year. And then in 21, I don't play much. I catch more. But I think it was in 18 when I was in low A, I was with another catcher there. And then I played like 40 games. So I got a little bit of experience on, you know, playing first base.
Yoel Pozo joins us on the pregame show. Yoel, thanks so much for joining us. And best of luck today and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'll have the starting lineups next.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Baseball fans, mark your calendars. The AAA National Championship is back at the Las Vegas Ballpark, Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m. You'll witness the pinnacle of AAA baseball talent as the champions of the International League and Pacific Coast League clash right here at the Las Vegas Ballpark. There's easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and now, on Saturday, September 30th, the AAA National Championship. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Just a couple minutes away from first pitch in the second game of six between the Aviators and the Express, the PCL's top two teams in the second half, getting it going here on a cloudy and slightly rainy Wednesday night here in Round Rock, Texas. There are some rain clouds expected within the next hour or two, but nothing that puts the game in any kind of jeopardy. There were sprinkles throughout the later part of the afternoon while both teams were on the field taking batting practice. Want to thank our pregame guest, Yoel Pozo, for joining us once more. Yoel had the game-winning hit, a two-run go-ahead single in the 5-run eighth inning, leading the Aviators to a 6-5 victory in the opening game of the series yesterday to tie up the playoff race. Round Rock with just their sixth loss here at home in the second half, and against the Aviators here at Dell Diamond, they've been dominant historically. They are 40-38 all time against the Aviators, but here in Texas, they are 22-9 with one of those losses coming yesterday. The Aviators 72-66 on the year. Round Rock 82-56. They're 10 games up on the season, but with the first half, second half schedule, both of them locked up at 38-26 here in the second half. Taking a look at the starting lineups first for the visiting Aviators. It's the exact same starting nine in the exact same order as yesterday. The only difference is that Yoel Pozo and Kyle McCann flip-flopping between DH and catcher. Getting it going is Tyler Wade playing at second base atop the lineup. Jonah Bride bats second and will play at third. Prior to the 5-run eighth inning, Jonah Bride's solo home run in his first game back from Oakland came in the fourth inning yesterday. And that was the only run prior to that eighth inning. It was one of only two hits prior to that eighth inning as well. Jonah ended the game 2-for-3 with a home run and a pair of RBIs. Buddy Kennedy, after making his Aviators debut, back in the lineup at first base and batting third, with Cody Thomas batting in the cleanup spot. 0-for-4, three strikeouts. The Aviators RBI leader with 96, tied with Elier Hernandez of Round Rock for second in the PCL in ribbies. Yoel Pozo batting fifth and doing the DHing today with the catcher, Kyle McCann, batting behind him. Shortstop Daryl Hernandez hit seventh. He was 1-for-3 with the walk yesterday. Hernandez extending his on-base streak to 8 games. Daryl also a 35-game errorless streak at shortstop. That's a lot of games without an error, especially at a premier defensive position. Connor Capel, former Texas Longhorn from not too far away in Austin, batting in the eighth spot and playing defensively in center field, with Greg Dykeman rounding out the starting nine and playing in left. For the Round Rock Express, a bit of a shakeup in their lineup today after the loss. J.P. Martinez will lead things off and play defensively in center field. Martinez, in the opening game of the series yesterday, was 2-for-4 with a pair of home runs. First time this season that Martinez has hit two home runs, but it was all for naught in a 6-5 Aviators win. Justin Foscue, right-handed batting third baseman, bats second. Blaine Krim, who homered yesterday, in the lineup in the three spot and playing at first base. Rangers number 10 overall prospect Dustin Harris hitting in the cleanup spot and playing in left field defensively. He doubled and stole third yesterday. It was one of just three extra base hits in the game for Round Rock. Davis Wenzel also homered in the game yesterday. He was 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs in the lineup at shortstop and batting fifth. Sandro Fabian playing in right field batting sixth, with the second baseman Jax Biggers playing in the seventh spot. Biggers making his ninth outing of the year for Round Rock after being called up from Double-A Frisco, where in 101 games he batted just .227 but had a ton of extra base hits, 12 homers, 10 doubles, and 3 triples to go along with 50 RBIs. Biggers came into the game yesterday as a pinch runner in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dio Arias doing the DHing this evening and batting in the number 8 spot, with the catcher Jordan Procession rounding things out. Procession playing in just his 22nd game for the Express. Our pitching matchup tonight features Chad Patrick, a right-hander from just outside Crown Point in Indiana, acquired in the Jace Peterson deal from the Diamondbacks at the trading deadline. Patrick 0-2 with a 7.56 ERA so far with Las Vegas. In 4 games, 3 starts, the righty's thrown 16 2/3 innings, allowing 15 runs, 14 of which were earned. He struck out 20 and walked 13. The big number that he'll try to bring down tonight is his opponent batting average against, all the way up there at .366. He'll be opposed by Matt Bush, the 37-year-old right-hander from San Diego, who was the first overall pick back in 2007. And with one of the more inspiring comeback stories after spending just under 3 years in prison for his part in an automobile accident with a motorcyclist while he was playing for the Rays in 2012 in Port Charlotte, Florida. Bush, who started the year with Milwaukee, was released after 4 big league outings. Back with the Texas Rangers organization, the team that really gave him a second shot, and now a third shot as he looks to get back to the big leagues. In 4 games and 1 start in this stint with the Round Rock Express, he's 1-0 with a 5-4 ERA. He has struck out 7 and not walked anybody in 5 innings. It's Chad Patrick versus Matt Bush, our starting pitching matchup. And with the rain starting to fall, both teams on the field getting loose before first pitch. Mentioned, it's a cloudy Wednesday night, and been told by Round Rock broadcaster Mike Capps, who has been with the team and in the area for a long, long time, that this is well-needed rain. They have been in the midst of a historic drought, and a lot of other folks in the press box telling me that they were accepting of the rain, and we'll see a little bit of it each of the next 3 days starting today. The lights are on, and the rain is lightly falling, but again, nothing that should delay the start of tonight's game. Second game of six upcoming between the Aviators and the visiting Round Rock Express. And with the starting lineups in the bag and the national anthem about to proceed on the diamond, we'll step aside and take a pause on the pregame show as we wrap things up before first pitch between the Round Rock Express and the Las Vegas Aviators, with a top playoff spot in the PCL on tap for tonight. First pitch coming up next from Dell Diamond when we return.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
The odds of him opening his own clothing.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A covenant that split the skies over Berlin. A vow that captured Iwo Jima.
Coming down, and as we get closer to first pitch, both managers just now leaving the meeting with the umpire. Tonight's game scheduled to start at 7:05. We didn't see the umpires come down the line until 7:07. And with Fran Reardon and Round Rock skipper Doug Davis just now leaving their pregame meeting, there's still some Aviators warming up down the right field side. So this one going to be slightly delayed to start, but not necessarily anything due to the rain. We'll be in the umpires for this one as we're at 7:09 local here in the Central Time Zone. Getting you ready for the second game of six. Taking a look at the scores from around the rest of the Pacific Coast League, there were two afternoon games earlier today. Tacoma defeating Oklahoma City 9-7. Tacoma all of a sudden creeping up into the second spot for the final playoff berth. Tacoma 9-7 winners this afternoon despite being out hit 14-8. That's a unique line score. Tacoma with 9 runs on 8 hits. Oklahoma City with 7 runs on 14 hits. And Tacoma with the win advances to 36-29 in the second half. The other game featured a 4-2 win for Albuquerque at El Paso. All of a sudden, Albuquerque, 3.5 back of both Las Vegas and Round Rock. They are 35-30 in the second half, and we'll be keeping an eye on the Reno Aces as they host the Salt Lake Bees this evening. Game that starts at 6:35 on the West Coast. Reno coming into the night 35-29 in the second half. So it is really a five-horse race for that final playoff spot. Las Vegas and Round Rock tied at 38-26, although the rest of this series will go a long way into determining who enters the final week next week in first place. Tacoma at 36-29. Reno 35-29, but again they take on Salt Lake later this evening, and Albuquerque, who won today, now at 35-30. The only game and teams that we have not mentioned so far are Sugarland and Sacramento, and what a coincidence, they'll do battle tonight in Northern California, a game that starts at 6:45 on the West Coast. They got a group of kids running on the field, and as the Round Rock Express take the field as well, they will meet them out there, and this game delay just a little bit. Again, not due to the rain, even though the rain is slowly falling here in Central Texas. This one, we'll say on the umpires. Again, didn't see them even emerge onto the field until 7:07 local, 5:07 on the West Coast. So now everybody's on the field as Matt Bush heads to the mound. The Aviators will bat in the top of the first inning. And with the rain falling, the wind blowing in, we'll step aside for the national anthem. First pitch now coming up next from Del Diamond.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over! Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
From Del Diamond. Second game of six between the Aviators and the Express on tap. In just a couple seconds as the Round Rock Express get their warm-ups going pregame. For the second straight day, the Express rocking the white-on-white primary home uniforms and the navy blue caps. The Aviators also for the second straight day rocking the alternate navy blue tops and the gray road pants. Our umpiring crew this evening, Robert Nunez, the crew chief behind home plate, signaling balls and strikes. The ABS system doing all the hard work. Nunez relaying the signal he gets in his ear. Raul Moreno down the first base side, and Dylan Wilson, our third base umpire this evening. And with Fran Reardon jogging across from the first base dugout to the third base coaching box, Matt Bush gets his final warm-up tosses in. And what a journey it has been. Drafted back in 2007. Out of high school in San Diego, Bush, the 37-year-old, up and down from the big leagues this year with Milwaukee, and trying to get back up with the Rangers, for whom he's pitched in the big leagues in two separate stints. Matt Bush, with all the talent in the world, originally drafted as a shortstop, converted to a pitcher 3 years later, and then legal troubles really started to rack up 2009, 10, 11, and the big one in 2012, in which he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Only ended up serving three, and since then has really turned everything around on the field and his personal life. And he makes his fifth outing for Round Rock on the season and his second spot start against the Aviators with Tyler Wade standing in from the left side. And we'll get this one going about 10 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Bush deals a first pitch fastball outside at 93. Underway here at 7:15, 5:15 Pacific time. And the rain again slowly falling and the wind pushing it in towards the press box and home plate. Another fastball outside. Tyler Wade moves ahead, two balls and no strikes. It is a cool evening by Central Texas standards, 81 degrees at the time of first pitch. Two balls and no strikes to Tyler Wade. 1-for-5 in the series opening win yesterday. As he swings on 2-0, lines a fastball straight back on a foul ball. And the count, two balls and one strike to T. Wade. Jordan Procession doing the catching today. Procession off yesterday with Matt Watley doing heavy lifting behind home plate. Third baseman Justin Foscue away from the bag, but even with it. As Wade swings and misses, an elevated heater at 92 goes as strike two to even the count. The shortstop, Davis Wenzel, shaded up the middle. Way away from the base at second is Jax Biggers. Lane Krim, who homered yesterday, the big-bodied first baseman, hugs the line. Bush out of the stretch, deals on 2-2. Fastball right down the middle, called for strike three. Wade set down on strikes to lead off the ball game. Finishing up the defensive alignment for the Round Rock Express, it's Justin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez, who homered twice yesterday in center, and Sandro Fabian in right field. One out, nobody on in the top of the first inning as Jonah Bride settles in. Bride, right-handed batting third baseman, who was 2-for-3 with a home run yesterday in his return to the Aviators lineup. Launches a first pitch fastball high and outside for ball one. Meanwhile, for Matt Bush, who started the year with AAA Nashville for Milwaukee, five nearly perfect innings before he was called up to the Brewers. As Bride lines one to third, snag by Foscue for the out. Foscue reaching up and to his left in a desperation attempt as one third baseman lines out to another for out number two here in the first inning. Nobody on for Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy looking for his first hit in an Aviators uniform. 0-for-3 with an RBI in the win yesterday. He takes up for ball one. 94 on the fastball for Bush. Bush with fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. True four-pitch arsenal for the righty. He works out of the stretch with nobody on as Kennedy swings and fouls one back into the seats. High-arcing fly ball that lands on the roof of the press box and back down into the lower seating bowl. Again, Matt Bush drafted as a shortstop, always had a live arm. Part of the reason he moved onto the mound was that in his first pro year, he drove in 70 runs in 120 games, but made 76 errors. Really struggled defensively, but had a live arm. That arm dealing high here. Two balls and a strike to count to Kennedy as the rain starts to come down a bit heavier here in Central Texas. Umbrellas and ponchos galore. Decent crowd, all things considered. Curveball high and tight. It hits Kennedy on the arm. Kennedy jogging down to first base. First base runner for the Aviators comes on a hit batsman. And with the rain continuing to surge, here's Cody Thomas, who was hitless in the game yesterday. But the story for Bush, a real unique one. 2009. Arrested after a fight at a nightclub. A couple other legal issues really delayed his progress as Cody swings and pops this one high, shallow to left field. Back goes the shortstop Wenzel. Here comes the left fielder Harris, and it'll be the left fielder to make the inning-ending grab after four batters in the top of the first inning. Two out hit batsmen stranded on. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and a man left on through a half an inning. It'll be Chad Patrick dealing to Round Rock in the bottom of the first. Coming up, still no score from Texas.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The first, no score from Del Diamond here in Round Rock, Texas. Matt and Everett in for Russ Langer. Russ back in Vegas, getting ready for the UNLV Rebel football game against Vanderbilt this weekend. First ever SEC opponent to play UNLV in Las Vegas. Nothing going for Las Vegas offensively here in Round Rock in the top of the first inning. And that'll bring up Chad Patrick to the mound. Patrick making his fifth outing, fourth start for Las Vegas tonight. Opposed by J.P. Martinez to lead things off. Martinez in from the left. Chad Patrick's first pitch. A fastball up and away at 92. In there for a called strike one. Martinez a 315 batter. 14 bombs. 57 batted in. Two of those homers yesterday. He takes outside to even the count. Kyle McCann doing the catching and filling up the battery this evening. Buddy Kennedy at first. Tyler Wade at second. Darryl Hernandez the shortstop with Jonah Bride creeping in from third. Martinez pops this one high and straight away in the infield. Hernandez, the shortstop, waves the arm, calls off Jonah Bride, and is able to make the catch on the cut of the infield grass. Patrick gets Martinez to pop out. Martinez homered in his first plate appearance yesterday. So Patrick already off to a good start. And with one out, nobody on here in the first, it's Justin Foscue. The outfield left to right this evening for Fran Reardon, the same as yesterday. Greg Dykeman, Connor Capel, and Cody Thomas. The only switch up in the lineup. Yoel Pozo doing the DHing with McCann behind home plate. First pitch to the right-handed batting. Foscue is in for a strike at 94 from Chad Patrick. Acquired in a deadline deal from the Diamondbacks organization. He throws one way high and tight. Backing away is Foscue, who's hitting 265 on the year, 15 homers and 68 driven in. Rain still coming down as the 1-1 pitch is lifted to shallow right center field, fading towards the lawn, and it's down in front of Connor Capel for a one-out base hit. Foscue with his first hit of the series extends his on-base streak to 22 games, the longest on the Express roster. So with a runner on, and one down here in the first inning, Chad Patrick's going to look for a ground ball off the bat of Blaine Krim, who homered the other way yesterday. Chad Patrick, the 6'1", 25-year-old righty, picked by the Diamondbacks in the fourth round in 2021. This one swung on and pulled through the left side of the infield for a base hit. Krim following up Foscue with back-to-back base hits. Foscue up to second. And that'll put two on for Dustin Harris. As mentioned, Patrick acquired in that Jace Peterson deal. It was a one-for-one. Anytime that you're traded by yourself for a big league player, the expectations are high. And for Patrick, a lot of strikeouts on the year. Split between three teams and two organizations. 124 strikeouts in 119 innings. No score, bottom of the first, as Patrick's first pitch misses outside to the left-handed batting left fielder, Dustin Harris. Harris at 272 on the year, with 7 home runs and 25 driven in 59 games for the Express. He takes outside again, 2 balls and no strikes the count. Fans continuing to head up towards the concourse. Beautiful yard here in Round Rock. Del Diamond. Harris swings and misses on a 2-0 sinker fading away from him, and he can't connect to move the count 2-1. Harris was 1-for-4 with a double and a stolen base yesterday. That came in his first plate appearance in the second. He flied out three times following. Here's Patrick's 2-1. That's high and inside for ball three. With Double-A Amarillo, where he started the year, Patrick was 4-7 with a 4.7 ERA. Did so over 19 outings, all starts. Throw 91 and two-thirds innings before the deal. Harris calls time and steps out. Count even at two. Two balls and two strikes. As Patrick sets, looks to second, and deals. Harris grounds one to Wade at second. Picked up on the second hop. The throw to second is in time, but Darryl Hernandez puts the ball in the pocket with no play at first. Krim put out 4-6. Advancing from second to third is Foscue. Justin Harris reaches on a fielder's choice, but a smart play there just to make sure you get the one out. And that'll put runners on the corners with two down for Davis Wenzel. Right-handed batting shortstop Wenzel at 6 feet, 205 pounds. 26-year-old out of Irvine, California. SoCal kid with an open stance. Swings at the first pitch and shatters the bat. Over to third base goes the ball. Jonah Bryant picks it up on one hop and fires it over to first. An explosive third out in the bottom of the first inning on a broken bat. Ground ball from Davis Wenzel. Chad Patrick gives up two hits but no runs. No errors behind him. And a pair of runners left on base. Through one inning full in Round Rock, it's no score between the Aviators and the Express.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. For 21 and older.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
No score, top of the second inning from Round Rock. Matt Neverett bringing you the second game of six between the Aviators and the Express. So far, so good for both Chad Patrick and Matt Bush, the two starting pitchers tonight. Yoel Pozo in to lead things off in the second, followed by Kyle McCann and Darryl Hernandez. It took Bush 12 pitches to get through a four-batter first inning. First pitch to Pozo is high on a fastball, and we're underway in the second. Yoel with a 315 average on the year, doing the DHing tonight. 18 home runs, 77 RBIs, second on the team behind Cody Thomas. Leans out of the way of this fastball up and inside. And a count, two balls and no strikes to Pozo. Thanking Yoel once again for joining us on the pregame show. Great to see him interact with a lot of these guys who he called his best friends, some of these Round Rock Express players. Pozo signed and developed by the Rangers organization. He swings and misses on a 2-0 fastball. Bush pushing it past him at 92. This is just the second start for Matt Bush since signing with the Rangers organization on the 10th of June. He's made three other relief outings. Knee-high heater in there for strike two. Pozo watching all the way to lead off the second. When Bush signed with the Rangers organization, was actually sent to Double-A Frisco to start. Bush, the oldest
36-year-old in double-A ball. With his unique backstory, he's a guy who's willing to do anything at this point. The 2-2 pitch swung on and laced straight back. A foul ball into the sweet level. Keeps Pozo alive at 2-2. With Frisco, Bush was excellent in 15 games, a 1-0 record and a 3-flat ERA. 22 strikeouts to 7 walks in 18 innings. There's a 36-year-old in double-A. Pozo reaches out a pitch up and out, but fouls it straight back. Able to get a piece of it and stay alive as it's held within the screen. Bush was then called up to Round Rock on the 29th of August. It's really inspiring to see him doing so well after so many struggles early in the career. He deals inside to Pozo here. The count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush actually started the year in the big leagues with Milwaukee. 10 1/3 innings over 12 outings. It didn't go particularly well for him, though, as his 3-2 fastball swung on and missed to Pozo. That pitch way up out of the zone, and Pozo nowhere close on a tomahawk chop. Second strikeout out of 4 outs for Bush and the Express. With 1 out, nobody on in the top of the second. Here comes Kyle McCann. With Milwaukee this year, Bush was 0-2 with a 9.58 ERA. McCann, the catcher, stands in from the left against him and takes a first pitch curveball down the chute at 75 for strike one. Bush had allowed 11 runs on 11 hits, but the big thing for him was that 5 of those 11 hits were home runs for the Brewers this year. Curveball inside bends McCann away at 75 to even the count. Following those 12 outings to start the year, Bush then went on the injured list from the 24th of April through the 23rd of June. He tries another curveball but misses outside. Rotator cuff tendonitis, the cause of Bush's IL stay at the beginning of the year. Here's his 2-1 to McCann. Fastball low and in. Count goes 3 balls to 1 strike. McCann's playing in his 90th game for Las Vegas this year. 276 batting average, 17 home runs, 57 driven in. Former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. He swings here on 3-1 and fouls a fastball back to the screen, and the count goes full. No score so far as we've played an inning plus here from Del Diamond. The rain continues to fall. And the concourse standing room only. Not too many brave souls out in the seats without umbrellas now. That fastball down low on 3-2. So the second base runner of the game for the Aviators is Kyle McCann on a 1-out walk here in the second. Buddy Kennedy was hit by a pitch in the first. Las Vegas hitless, at least to this point, still way early. Brings up Daryl Hernandez from the right side. Shortstop, 1-for-3 yesterday. He also took a big walk as part of that 5-run eighth inning rally and a 6-5 win in the opening game. From the stretch, Bush misses high and outside with a fastball for ball one. Hernandez at 321 with 4 homers and 25 batted in, batting out of the 7 spot tonight. He's mainly hit either 2nd or 7th. He takes high and away again here. 2 balls and no strikes from Bush. Last year, Bush pitched exclusively in the big leagues, both for the Rangers and the Brewers. Here's his 2-0 as Hernandez swings and skies it to right. Heading towards the line is the right fielder, Fabian. Casually drifting, he's got it for out number 2. Back to his first base goes Kyle McCann. Hernandez flies out to right. And that brings up Connor Capel with 2 outs and McCann on first. Pretty good numbers, all things considered, for Bush last year as well. With Texas, he was 2-1 in 40 outings, 2.95 ERA. Struck out 45 over 36 2/3 innings. He was actually traded for Antoine Kelly, whom we saw yesterday. Kelly threw a scoreless 7th inning. McCann breaks from first. The pitch, a called strike to Capel, and the throw from the catcher procession into center field, but a good backup from the center fielder Martinez limits an advancement from McCann to just 1 base on his 3rd stolen base of the year. He's a perfect 3-for-3. Not a guy you typically see break it, but with Bush not paying a whole lot of attention to him over at first, McCann with a big lead and a good jump. Throw from possession a little bit towards the first base side as well. So McCann now off second. Here's the 0-1 to Connor Capel. It's high. Count goes even. So after that trade that sent Bush from the Texas organization to Milwaukee, he was 0-2 with a 4-3 ERA for the Brewers in the back half of the year. 25 outings, one start, had a couple of saves as well. Here's the 1-1 as Capel swings and lines it to second. It's gloved by Jax Biggers, who had to take one step two with the right, and it got him right in the chest for out number three. Second straight inning, the Aviators have sent just four batters to the plate. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on. Through 1.5 innings, still no score between the Aviators and the Express.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
No score entering into the bottom of the second inning between the Aviators and the Express, the two top teams in the second half in the Pacific Coast League entering into tonight tied for that final playoff spot. The winner of the second half with the date against Oklahoma City for all the marbles in the PCL following next week's season-ending series. The rain continues to fall as Chad Patrick gets set to deal to Sandro Fabian. Fabian, the number six hitter in the lineup, followed by Jax Biggers, who made the final out on a line drive off the bat of Connor Capel in the second. And Dio Arias, the DH, bats third. First pitch from Patrick, swung on and missed. Fabian swinging and missing at 93. He was 1-for-4 yesterday. 287 hitter on the year with 21 homers, 69 driven in. Nice season for him overall as he takes high on another fastball. It took Patrick 13 pitches and 5 batters to dispatch of Round Rock without allowing a run in the first. Here's his 1-1 that's fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes to Sandro Fabian. Fabian, 6 foot 1 inches tall, 180 pounds, native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Takes a curveball outside, and the count goes even at 2. Fabian yesterday flied out twice, lined out to short, and had a single in the third inning. Checks the swing on a breaking pitch moving outside. The cutter at 86 brings the count 3 balls and 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter of the second inning. Second baseman Wade up the middle. First baseman Kennedy away from the line. The 3-2 pitch swung on, fouled into the mid of McCann. He squeezes it for the out. First strikeout of the day for Chad Patrick is his 21st with Las Vegas. And you can hear the namesake, the Round Rock Express, just beyond the first base fence. The big train area here, just outside of Austin. The team name for partial owner
Nolan Ryan. The Ryan Express, his nickname in his playing days. Left-handed batting, Jax Biggers stands in and takes a pitch outside for ball one. Biggers came into the game yesterday as a pinch runner in the bottom of the ninth and was put out on a double play to end the game. Takes a changeup at the chest, called for strike one. And Biggers pinch running for Dio Arias. And with one on and one down, the catcher Matt Watley at the bottom of the lineup got to a 3-0 count. Cutter outside for ball two. Three balls and no strikes in the bottom of the ninth in that game. The tying run on first, and Watley hit a ground ball to short as Biggers swings and lines this one to the corner and right. That's down for extra bases. Hitting off the warning track as Cody Thomas picks it up in front of the wall and fires it to the cutoff man. Biggers, in his first plate appearance of the week, doubles. It's his first extra base hit in nine games with the Express. Took him 23 at-bats for an extra base hit, but he's on second with the first extra base hit of the night. Brings up Dio Arias, who Biggers pinch ran for yesterday. But yeah, Matt Watley, with the tying run on first yesterday, one out in the bottom of the ninth, swung in a 3-0 pitch out of the zone and rolled over a ground ball to Hernandez at short. And they were able to turn a 6-4-3 double play to end it. First pitch swinging here is Arias. He can't connect on the fastball. Falls behind, nothing and one. Arias was 1-for-4 yesterday. The base hit in the ninth, the only time he reached. He also struck out twice. Once against the starter Harris, once against Chase Cohen. That cutter just outside, 1-1 the count to Arias. Patrick's coming off of his shortest outing with the Aviators back on September 6th. 1 week ago today against the Rivercats at Las Vegas Ballpark. Here's his 1-1 to Arias. He swings and fouls it straight down for strike two. No score, bottom of the second. One out, one on. In that outing on the sixth, though, Chad Patrick tagged for 5 runs on 9 hits against the Rivercats. He made it just 3 innings while striking out 5, but walking 3. His 4 starts with Las Vegas have gone 4 innings, 4 innings, 5 2/3, and that one at 3 innings, by far his shortest. He comes set on 1-2, looks to second, deals to the dish. Arias gets a piece of this foul ball and launches it straight back. Patrick has gone as many as 7 innings this year. He's done so twice, both at the AA level, once for Amarillo, once for Midland after the trade. Here he is on 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3 for Arias. So a strikeout followed by a double, followed by another strikeout. And that puts 2 outs on the board in the second. Still no score. Number 9 man for Round Rock, Jordan Procession, stands in from the left. One of 4 left-handed batters in the lineup tonight for manager Doug Davis. Procession's playing in just his 22nd game for Round Rock this year. Swing to the first pitch and fouls it straight back. That'll leave the yard and move the count 0-1. With the rain continuing to fall, Procession walking over to the third base home side dugout and asking for a pine tar. Procession, the native of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, listed at 5'10", a buck 85. So we got the pine tar. Now he wants the rosin bag. Somebody flipping it up from the third base dugout. Procession's got the requisite grip. The rain continuing to fall. During the inning breaks, you notice the groundskeeper here, the head groundskeeper in Round Rock, going and meeting with home plate umpire Robert Nunez. He's done it every half inning break so far. It's expected to be a passing sell. So after the foul ball and the brief pause, here's the 0-1 pitch from Chad Patrick to Jordan Procession. A swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. And the count, nothing and two. Patrick's first outing with the Aviators was on August 18th after the call-up. Pitched 4 innings in Reno, gave up a run on 3 hits. Here's the 0-2. Procession fouls it straight back and stays alive. That one held within the netting. Had to have been a unique instance for Chad Patrick, who again, was in the Diamondbacks organization before he was traded one for one for Jace Peterson at the deadline. A lot of the Reno Aces, guys that he grew up in the system with. Got there just a bit before him. Here's another 0-2. His possession fouls another one straight back. This one on the ground, though. Ball boy emerging from the first base visiting side dugout. On deck is J.P. Martinez. No score. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning. A one-out double from Jax Biggers. The only base runner on now. Here's another 0-2. This one's put in play on the ground to second. Picked up by Tyler Wade on two hops. He'll lightly loft one to first in time to retire possession. And for Chad Patrick and the Aviators in the bottom of the second inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and a man left on. Through two full in Round Rock, Texas. No score between Round Rock and Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burnt-end burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right. I'll take this, baby.
No score for two innings at Dale Diamond in Round Rock. Matt Neverett with you on the Aviators' final road trip of the year. Well, a lot going on in between the innings. A, the groundskeepers are putting some extra dirt down at home plate and on the mound. And part of the reason they're doing it is because Round Rock brought in a new pitcher. 22-year-old right-hander Mark Church, yet to throw any warm-up tosses on the game mound, as a couple of folks on the grounds crew just now leaving the field. We mentioned during the last half inning that the Round Rock head groundskeeper had been meeting during the inning breaks with crew chief Robert Nunez. And with the rain pretty steady since we started, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on their conversation. So as Church starts to warm up, 6'3", 189-pound, 22-year-old out of Atlanta, coming in behind Matt Bush. Church pitching for the 27th time for Round Rock this year. 6-0 with a 2.79 ERA, and he's a guy on a lot of folks' radar. The Rangers keeping an eye on their number 19 overall prospect. Church, one of the harder throwers that you'll see in all of baseball. Again, comes in behind Matt Bush in a spot start. Two hitless and scoreless innings thrown out there by the 37-year-old right-hander. Final line of two runs, or two innings, I should say. No runs on no hits. He walked one and hit one while striking out two. Faced eight batters and dispatched of them easily enough on 32 pitches, 16 of which were for strikes. So that'll bring in Mark Church, as mentioned. Church, 18th round pick of the Rangers in 2019. He took a flyer on a high school shortstop with a rocket for a right arm, and so far, he's made them look pretty good. Church flying through the system. Time called, and Greg Dykeman now steps back in. Dykeman to lead things off in a scoreless tie, top of the third inning. Dykeman, the only Aviator that has yet to bat. Number nine hitter in from the left, takes a fastball outside for ball number one. The third baseman, Foscue, is even with third base, but away from the line. The Shortstop Wenzel shaded up the middle. And deep in the hole at second is Biggers. One ball, no strikes in a right-on-left matchup as Church delivers. And Heater over the middle, called for a strike. Church called up from AA Frisco on May 23rd. And since then, he's been excellent. 44 strikeouts in 38 and two-thirds innings at the AAA level. Dykeman jumps out of his shoes, swinging at an elevated fastball for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out in the third. Tyler Wade, the leadoff man, waits on deck. Church pitching for the 40th time overall this year, but again, his 27th for the Express. He deals from the stretch on one and two. Dykeman swings and hits one in the air down the left field line. Fading towards the corner goes Dustin Harris. And this ball lands in an empty section for a foul ball. Count remains one and two. We'll give the fans here in Round Rock credit. Really don't see too many people that have physically left the yard yet, but if you take a look around the yard, there are plenty of people in the concourse. Standing room only under the cover. A ball and two strikes that count to Dykeman, who was one for three yesterday. He swings and misses at an elevated heater for strike three. Church continues the trend that Matt Bush started. The leadoff hitter in each of the three innings for Las Vegas have struck out. Wade to start the game, Pozo to start the second, and now Dykeman to start the third. One out, nobody on, as Tyler Wade stands in there for a second time. He weighed one for six in the series, including that aforementioned strikeout to start the ballgame. Speediest aviator in from the left, swings at the first pitch and lines one down the right field side, fading towards the corner. It's a fair ball. Rounding first and zooming to second is Tyler Wade as it's picked up out there by the right fielder Fabian. And his throw to the cutoff man is in time, but Tyler Wade, with his 16th double in an aviator's uniform, records the first Las Vegas hit of the ballgame. And with no score, offense at a premium here on a rainy Wednesday night in Round Rock. Wade on second with one down for Jonah Bride. The numbers for Church at AA, 2-3 with a 4 ERA, 4 flat in 13 outings. But the big one for him at the Texas League, 31 strikeouts to 10 walks in 18 innings. He had limited AA opponents to a 215 average against. AAA hitters only hitting 239 against him as well. First pitch to Bride is inside at 92. Jonah lined out to the third baseman Foscue back in the first inning on a hot shot, but it was right at him. Here's the 1-0. It's down and away for ball two. This late in the year, some differing schedules as far as start times around the PCL. Yesterday, Las Vegas and Round Rock played the only day game in the circuit. Today, there were a pair. Tacoma defeated Oklahoma City 9-7 and pulled within 2.5 games of Las Vegas and Round Rock. Whoever loses this game will only be 2 games up on the Rainiers. Tacoma with a 9-7 win at Oklahoma City, despite being out hit 14-8. Runner breaks for third. Wade in there without a throw as the pitch is high to Bride for ball three. That's what you call stealing one off the pitcher. Wade had a phenomenal jump. Church hadn't even yet picked up the foot before Wade was in a full sprint. No opportunity there for possession. 36th steal of the year for Tyler Wade. Moves him to third. Here's the 3-0 to Bride. Fastball over the inside is a called strike. So with that stolen base, Tyler Wade remains in third place in the PCL and steals as Bride swings and lifts this one to right, fading towards the corner, and that'll find the seats for a foul ball. Count goes full after starting 3 balls, no strikes. Jordan Adams of Salt Lake leads the PCL in stolen bases with 42. He is as good an athlete as exists, not only in baseball, but in any sport. Adams, the only high school player to ever win the Under Armour Player of the Year nationally in both baseball and football. Tim Lopes of El Paso second with 42 steals. Before the 3-2, Jonah Bride calls time and steps out. Mark Church pitching in his first inning Here in the top of the third inning. Infield drawn in. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on and lined back, held within the netting. And the count stays 3-2. Last time out for Church was on the ninth at El Paso. Inning and two-thirds, perfect. He struck out a pair as well. Here we go again, another 3-2 pitch. Bride lifts this one to shallow center field. Back to third base goes Tyler Wade as the center fielder Martinez gloves it. Let's see if it's deep enough. Wade coming to the plate. The throw from Martinez is up the line, not in time, and the Aviators on the board in the top of the third inning. A Jonah Bride sacrifice fly to shallow center field. Scores Wade from third. And why not? Fastest player on the roster challenging the center fielder Martinez. It was a decent throw. It would have nabbed a lot of runners, but not Tyler Wade. And as Jonah Bride drives in his 49th run for Las Vegas, they jump ahead 1-0. Clears the bases with two down for Buddy Kennedy, who was hit by a pitch from Matt Bush back in the first. Right-handed batter takes a curveball away for ball one. The only other final around the PCL, a 4-2 win for Albuquerque, doubling up the El Paso Chihuahuas in Southwest Texas. Kennedy waves and misses at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Count goes even at one. Two games yet to begin. About a half an hour and 40 minutes away from the starts in Reno and Sacramento, respectively. Salt Lake takes on Reno. Sugar Land takes on Sacramento. Here's the 1-1 to Kennedy. A cutter at the knees, called for a strike. 1-2 to Kennedy, who playing in his second game for Las Vegas. 6-foot-190-pounder. And of Millvale, New Jersey. Same town, same high school even as the great Mike Trout. As he takes a fastball high and away here, he evens the count at deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Las Vegas leads 1-0. Top of the third inning. Mark Church comes set. Here's the 2-2. Outside. And for the second straight batter, the count goes full. Church takes the sign from Jordan Procession. The bullpen right-hander deals on 3-2. Kennedy lines a fastball straight back to stay alive. Church is just 22, one of the youngest players on either roster. In fact, he is the youngest player on each roster. Here's another 3-2. Another foul ball straight back from Kennedy keeps him alive. But Church didn't pitch at all until his senior year of high school. Signed for a well above average bonus, especially for an 18th rounder. Here's another 3-2 pitch. It's high and inside. Kennedy takes ball four. So after being hit by a pitch, Kennedy then takes a walk. He's reached twice without the benefit of an at-bat. Two outs and Kennedy on first for Cody Thomas, who's 0-for-5 in the series, 0-for-1 this evening with the fly ball out to left field to wrap up the first inning. Left-handed batting right fielder trying to get the average up to 300. Entered into tonight at 299. Takes a first pitch cutter inside at 86 for a ball. In fact, Cody Thomas entered the series with a 302 average. 0-for-4 yesterday with three strikeouts. Lowered it to 299, although he's having a phenomenal season otherwise. Throw to first base sends Kennedy back in standing and safely. That definitely not the A move for Church. You hear the A move, B move, C move. On the pickoff to first base, that one just lightly flipped over there. Holding on is Blaine Krim, the first baseman, as Church deals to the dish. Kennedy checks the swing. Rather, Thomas checks the swing and takes ball two inside. Mark Church was an oversized shortstop in high school. He became a pitcher after a summer ball teammate bet him he couldn't reach 88 on the mound. He gets a swing and a miss on a fastball from Cody Thomas, 94 on the gun.
Church responded to that bet. Couldn't hit 88 by hitting 90 on his first pitch. Kennedy off first. Here's the 2-1 to Cody Thomas. He swings and crushes this one deep to right field. Fabian turning around and watching it fly. This one's way out of here. What a swing by Cody Thomas to extend the lead. That one traveling an estimated 454 feet on the 21st home run for Cody Thomas on the year. A mammoth blast through the South Texas rain, and the Aviators now lead 3-0 in the third. Oh, what a bomb from Cody Thomas. Ball that left the bat at 111 miles per hour. A no-doubt bomb for RBIs 97 and 98 on the year. Puts him ahead of Elier Hernandez, who's not in the lineup tonight for Round Rock, for second in the league in RBIs. Oh, baby, what a shot. Two outs, nobody on. The base is empty for Yoel Pozo. Pozo struck out swinging in the second to start off that inning against Bush. He starts off the at-bat here by swinging and missing at a slider for strike one. That bomb allowed by Church is the fourth of the year that he's given up for the Express. And he gets a foul ball straight back by Pozo to keep the count nothing and two. Church was drafted in 2019, as mentioned. It took him just 13 months once he got started to go from single A to triple A. He throws high on 0-2. Pozo watching that fastball way upstairs. Church himself said that he wasn't necessarily all that good of a pitcher when he was drafted, but the Rangers taking a chance on the athleticism and the pitchability. He deals here on 1-2. Pozo skies it to right field. Fabian, the right fielder, towards the corner. Looks up as it bangs onto the concourse, landing in a puddle. Count remains 1-2 to Pozo. Church had estimated that he had thrown no more than 24 innings or so before being drafted. Struggling a bit with the control this year by his standards, because he was phenomenal in his first 2 years in 21 and 22. Pozo hits this one on the ground, fair down the third base side. It kicks off of a section of seats in the corner and skips back out to the third baseman, Foscue. But it'll go as a base hit for Pozo, the third hit of the inning and of the game for the Aviators. So after two hitless, scoreless innings thrown by Matt Bush, Mark Church has come in, giving up a double, a sac fly, a walk, and a home run. And with Fur Ozuna getting warm in the bullpen, here comes the manager, Doug Davis, making the slow walk from the third base dugout. And he'll point to the bullpen. He wants Ozuna after just two-thirds of an inning for Mark Church. So the Express are going to their third pitcher of the game here in the top of the third inning. And with the Aviators leading it 3-0 and Ozuna emerging from the bullpen now, we'll step aside for the pitching change with the Aviators leading the Express here in the third.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heating up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Baseball fans, mark your calendars. The AAA National Championship is back at the Las Vegas Ballpark, Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m. You'll witness the pinnacle of AAA baseball talent as the champions of the International League and Pacific Coast League clash right here at the Las Vegas Ballpark. There's easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and now, on Saturday, September 30th, the AAA National Championship. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
With the Aviators on top, 3-0 here in the top of the third. Two outs and Yoel Pozo on first for Fern Ozuna. Ozuna at 5'9", 190 pounds. 27-year-old Dominican into the second game of the six-game series between the top two teams in the second half. He'll face off against Kyle McCann to get it started. And the Aviators' left-handed batting catcher takes a fastball outside at 90. Ozuna in behind Mark Church, who has allowed all the damage for Round Rock tonight. Pozo on first, his responsibility. So far, charged for three runs. Ozuna pulls the string on a changeup. McCann swings and misses at strike one. Partial line on Church through two-thirds of an inning. Charged for three runs so far on three hits, one walk, one strikeout. 30 pitches, 19 strikes for Church. As McCann grounds one to second, it's off the glove of Biggers and into right center field. Pozo rounding second. He'll chug-a-lug his way to third. And after a base hit the ruling, the Aviators with runners on the corners and two down. That was a tough play for the second baseman. He took two steps to the right and lunged on a backhand effort, but couldn't get it. A ball that McCann smacked at an exit velo of 104+. So that goes as the fourth hit of the inning for the Aviators. Two hitless innings thrown by Matt Bush to start. Pozo on third, McCann on first for Darryl Hernandez. Darryl flied out to right as the second out of the second inning. Stands in now with a chance to extend the lead. Front door slider stays inside for ball one in a right-on-right matchup. Fur, F-E-R, real name Fernery, F-E-R-N-E-R-Y. Originally signed in July of 2012 by the D-backs. Hernandez, the former Orioles prospect, takes a strike on the low outside corner. Ozuna was released in March of 2018 by the Diamondbacks. The Rangers picked him up that May. He was signed as a second base prospect. Swinging a foul ball straight back from Hernandez, pushes the count 1-2. Ozuna's got your average second baseman frame, too. Listed at 5'9", a buck 90. Wouldn't be surprised if both of those were overestimates. Big gap on the right side of the infield as Ozuna deals on 1-2. Hernandez lines one down the right field side, but drifting into the seats it goes. Count remains 1-2. Ozuna so far this year with Round Rock, 4-2 with a 4.34 ERA. This is his 30th outing of the year. 45 strikeouts in 45 innings. Here's his 1-2 to Hernandez. It's fouled straight down. A front door sinker, and Hernandez just got a piece of off the hands. Opponents batting 244 against Ozuna. Pitching in his second stint with Round Rock. 13 appearances for the Express at the end of last year. A 9.31 ERA for him in those outings. Another 1-2 to Hernandez. A pop up down the right field side, drifting towards the covered up tarp. And that one's into the seats again for a foul ball. What's funny, typically in these situations where the rain continues throughout a game, we started at 7:15, just about an hour ago, and it's been raining the whole time. They usually have some members of the grounds crew stationed over by the tarp, wherever it may be. That has not been the case here. Leads you to think that the grounds crew thinks that this is a passing cell. Ozuna sent on 1-2. Fastball just off the outside for ball two. Ozuna deals with a hard fastball. slider and a changeup. But he is a power arm at just 5'9". Shows you that it can be done. Two on, two down, the 2-2 to Hernandez. A broken back grounder right back to the pitcher, Osuna. He snags it. That was a line drive. Man, great reaction by Osuna as he gloves it himself for the putout. But the damage done, Las Vegas in the top half of the third inning, scoring three runs on four hits, including a Cody Thomas mammoth blast of a home run. No errors and two runners left on. And entering into the bottom of the third inning, the Aviators on the board and leading the Express 3-0.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Snyder's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Snyder's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Snyder's, I love this place.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Aviators on the board in the top of the third inning. A three spot has them on top, 3-0 entering into the bottom of the frame. But just like the last half inning, the grounds crew here in Round Rock putting in work between the innings. And there are definitely some puddles starting to form as we look out, especially in the corner behind first base in foul territory. And it was funny, when the last half inning ended, which was a long half inning in and of itself, we were wondering where the grounds crew was, and three of them emerged from their lair beyond the center field fence, bringing wheelbarrows of the dirt that they use to coat the top surface. They call it turfis. Bags of turfis being applied to the mound, the area around home plate, and now the first base corner. As the rain continues to come down, Chad Patrick just now starting to throw his first warm-up tosses. But what a top half of the third inning it was for the Aviators. After Greg Dykeman struck out swinging to begin the inning, Tyler Wade then doubled down the right field line and stole third base, his team-leading 36th steal of the year. Jonah Bride hit a fly ball to shallow center field. And with J.P. Martinez coming in, Tyler Wade decided to test it. He was able to score relatively easily. And the sacrifice fly for Jonah got the Aviators on the board. Buddy Kennedy then walked. Cody Thomas blasted a home run beyond the right field fence, traveling an estimated 454 feet, well beyond the berm. Yoel Pozo then singled before Mark Church was lifted from the game. Fur Osuna, the third arm used for the Express, came in and gave up a base hit to McCann and got a softly tapped line drive straight back to him to end the inning from Darryl Hernandez. Recap of the offense in the third. So the grounds crew retreating with the rain continuing to fall, and Chad Patrick with some offensive support leads 3-0 and is set to deal to the leadoff hitter J.P. Martinez to get it started in the third. Martinez, the left-handed batting center fielder, popped out to Hernandez at short to start the bottom of the first. He takes a fastball outside for ball one here. Martinez made his big league debut this August for the Rangers, August 11th against the Giants. He takes a changeup at the letters for a called strike one here. in five games from the 11th through the 16th. He was 8 of 19. Pretty good start to the big league career. Appeared in 17 games total for the Rangers. As he takes a pitch low, 2 balls and 1 strike. He was optioned back to Round Rock on September 9th. Really high flyer in the system. Made his AAA debut July 29th. A month later, he was in the big leagues. He's back down now and takes a pitch high. 3 balls and a strike on the fastball from Patrick, who so far has not given up any runs while giving up 3 hits. Martinez swinging on 3-0. He pops this one up shallow to left field. Going out is Hernández. On the outfield grass in fair territory, Hernández leaps and is able to make a catch, retiring Martinez for the second time. He had to go a long ways, but he had it read early. Called off Jonah Bride from the onset. Bride standing and watching as Hernández came streaking towards the line and gloved it for out number 2. Martinez started out yesterday with homers in each of his first 2 at-bats. Starts out today with pop-outs to the shortstop in each of his first 2 plate appearances. 1 out, nobody on for Justin Foscue. Right-handed batting third baseman, who singled in the first inning. He takes a pitch outside here on a cutter. 1 ball, no strikes to him. We'll check in on scores from the big leagues in a moment. Foscue, it's a line drive foul ball over the screen. Count even at 1. We'll also have our Ted Weens trivia question. Tell you about some of the promotions for the final homestand of the year. Following this 6-game series in Round Rock, the Aviators return home to end the campaign in the Silver State Series with the Reno Aces. This pitch inside for ball 2. 1 game that is final around the big leagues and has playoff implications already. How about the Atlanta Braves? 4-1 winners over Philadelphia. Atlanta clinching the National League East. 6th straight NL East title for Atlanta as they have their 96th win of the year, 96-50. Here's the 2-1 out of the full windup, bouncing in. Fastball that screwed the catcher McCann into the ground as he had to twist to the right to knock it down with nobody on and 1 out. The Aviators lead it 3-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. Here's the pitch. It swung on and hit high but shallow to right field. Right at Cody Thomas, who was shaded in. The right fielder gloves it at the chest for out number 2. Martinez popped out on a 3-0 fastball. Foscue on 3-1 flies out to right. 2 outs and nobody on for Blaine Krim. With the Aviators on top, 3-0. Other finals include the Cardinals, 1-0 over the Orioles in Baltimore. First pitch high and tight to Krim, 1-0. Krim singled in the first and was put out on a 4-6, put out on a force play. Big-bodied first baseman swings and crushes this one to the gap in left center field. Back goes Dykeman. It's off the base of the wall. It skips towards the center fielder Capel. Rounding first and into second. Just ahead of a throw from center is Krim. Man, a strong strike from Connor Capel. Nearly put Krim down. Krim thought he had the double in the bag, but Capel fired it right to the mid of Tyler Wade. Taking a look on the replay, Capel had it played perfectly. That thing with a big bounce, and Wade applying the tag about a half a second late. Krim doubling for the 30th time this year. 2-out double brings up Dustin Harris in a 3-0 game. Other big league finals include the Mariners, 3-2 winners over the Angels in Seattle. It took 10 innings, but Lamont Wade and the Giants walk it off against the Guardians 6-5. Game-winning sac fly hit by Wade. And the Giants now 75-71. First pitch from Patrick to Harris. Over the outside for a called strike, 1 on the cutter. The Rockies defeated the Cubs in Denver 7-3. Second game in a row with a home run for Las Vegas native Chris Bryant. The 0-1 to Harris, swung on and chopped foul, rolling down the first base side as the count goes 0-2. Randy Arozarena clubbing a 450-foot home run in the top of the 9th.
eventual game-winning hit and a 5-4 win as the Rays defeat the Twins in Minneapolis. Those are the finals. Also, the Pirates defeated the Nationals 7-6 in Pittsburgh. Now all the finals. Harris takes high. One ball, two strikes as Patrick trying to bait him on a swing and miss, but no dice. Red Sox and the Yankees were postponed from Fenway Park. They'll make it up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. He played a doubleheader yesterday. Patrick sent on the third base side. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. Harris lives to see another one. Handful of games in progress right now, including the parent Oakland Athletics, without a hit through seven innings against the defending world champion Houston Astros. The A's defeated Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez in back-to-back days, but now the Astros on top, 5-0, and again, the A's without a hit through seven innings. That pitch in the dirt. Changeup moves the count 2-2. They're in the top of the seventh in Milwaukee. The Marlins leading the Brewers 1-0. Also in the top of the seventh in Chicago, it's the Royals 2 and the White Sox 0. Here's Patrick's 2-2 to Dustin Harris. Fastball down the middle, called for strike three. Two-out double, stranded on base, and through three innings full at Dell Diamond. Aviators winning through the rain so far by a 3-0 score.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Channel your inner Goldilocks with the new Purple Rejuvenate. You get the pressure relief, support, temperature control, and softness that's just right for you. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. This is the latest and greatest in sleep. Never before innovations in support with a luxurious Eurotop feel for quilted comfort. It has it all. Support, comfort, luxury, cooling. Check, check, check. The all-new Purple Rejuvenate mattresses at Best Mattress. Plus, we've got no interest financing for 48 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The Aviators lead the Express 3-0 here at Dell Diamond in a sight that nobody likes to see, with the rain not slowing down at all. The grounds crew bringing the tarp onto the field as we speak. Again, this is not something we typically deal with in Las Vegas and really the PCL as a whole. Really only a couple of cities feature rain heavily throughout the summer. Tacoma, right outside of Seattle, obviously. Sacramento gets a good amount of rain. And then you'll get those rainstorms in the plains in Oklahoma City. But it was told before the game by Round Rock broadcaster Mike Capps that, A, it has not rained here in Central Texas for quite a while. They're in the middle of a historic drought. B, that they absolutely need it. So while, you know, the rain not necessarily conducive to baseball, at least locally, they will take it in this instance. Through three innings, the Aviators on top 3-0, both sides with four hits, and we'll give you a mini recap with the game that started at 7:15 locally into the delay at 8:22 during that last pause. Chad Patrick so far through three innings has surrendered no runs on four hits and a fielder's choice. He's also struck out three, including Dustin Harris to end the third before the tarp came out. Offensively, the Aviators on the board against Mark Church in the top of the third inning. After Greg Dykeman struck out swinging to start the inning, Tyler Wade doubled, stole third, and was driven in on a sacrifice fly from Jonah Bride. Buddy Kennedy was then hit by a pitch with the bases empty before a moonshot home run to right for Cody Thomas brought the lead to 3-0. UL Pozo singled to lift Church from the game,
Fur Ozuna came in and gave up a base hit to Kyle McCann before Daryl Hernandez lined out straight back to the mound. And then after that bottom of the third inning, Matarp coming onto the field. And we'll await any kind of an update. But for now, the Aviators and the Express heading down the shared tunnel in the left field corner to the matching clubhouses. The clubhouses are beyond the left field fence and underneath the grandstand here at Dell Diamond. So there's a lot of fraternization, we'll say, between the two teams. Anyway, just by default, they got a really cool section with some lounge chairs, some wooden lounge chairs underneath that cover that you'll see a lot of guys from both teams kind of intermixed throughout the day, hanging out. The Aviators bringing a lot of family members on this trip, the final road trip of the 2023 season. And so that's where both teams are heading now. Typically, you'll see teams kind of hanging out in the dugout, but these two sides have been rain-soaked for the last hour plus. We've been getting rained on really from the start of the game. There was some rain earlier in the afternoon, but it was a light sprinkle. These certainly more sustained showers. And so we'll get into a rain delay here in the top of the fourth inning. Big thanks to Joe Costa, our producer in the Lotus Broadcasting Studio. Again, something we don't typically deal with in Las Vegas. We did have our very first rainout of the season last Friday when the Salt Lake Bees were in town, just the second rainout in the history of Las Vegas ballpark. So the rain following the Aviators on the road to a region that, again, we're told has not had a lot of rain whatsoever this summer. So again, after three innings, the Aviators lead it 3-0. Both sides with four hits, although they got there in very different fashions. Chad Patrick, three scoreless. It's taken three different Round Rock pitchers to get through three innings full. And so we'll step aside. We'll keep you updated on what happens. But again, into a rain delay at 8:22 locally, 6:22 on the West Coast. Stay tuned to AviatorsLV.com and at AviatorsLV on social media for updates. Las Vegas in the second game of six in a battle for first against Round Rock. Into a delay in the top of the fourth inning with the tarp on the field. And we'll step aside and await updates here from Round Rock.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
All angles with three episodes every week to help you bet the NFL. Ahead of Monday and Thursday Night Football, I have episodes diving into not just the betting sides, but prop markets, daily fantasy opportunities, and so much more. Then on Friday, check out the full breakdown of the NFL slate where we'll talk the best bets, teaser opportunities, props, and more for every single NFL game. Subscribe and download the All Angles podcast from VSiN wherever you get your podcasts.
Elevate your sports betting game with VSiN's exclusive betting splits. Stay ahead with real-time market trends and track bet percentages on any matchup. Then uncover the edge by comparing them to the amount of bets placed to find out where the sharp money is headed. Upgrade to VSiN Pro to access betting splits, live odds, line moves, power ratings, and in-depth game analysis. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe to join VSiN, the sports betting network.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Humans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get rewarded before you ever place a bet with the G-Bank Visa Signature Card. Unlike other credit cards that decline sports betting transactions or treat them as a cash advance, the G-Bank Visa Signature Card can load directly to your favorite sportsbook apps. You'll earn a 1% cash reward on gaming and sports app loads every time and 2% on other purchases. G-Bank Visa is a card designed for gaming and sports fans everywhere. and works with apps like DraftKings, BetMGM, and Caesars. To learn more, go to g.bank/BSIN. We have many sponsors here at VSIN West, but I think right now G-Bank Visa is my favorite. Let's get to...
G-Bank marks the spot.
It's a valuable tool for sports bettors, right?
Yes.
Fund those betting apps. Let's get to some injury news in the NFL today. Anthony Richardson, Colts quarterback, he left the game at the one-yard line in week one. That was bad news for Colts.
Left our tickets, or my ticket at least, at the one-yard line as well, unfortunately.
Colts, what was it, three shots from the one-yard line with Gardner Minshew at quarterback, and the Colts couldn't score?
Yeah, and actually, if Minshew would have did a little zone read there, which Gardner Minshew really doesn't do, he would have walked into the end zone. But they tried Deion Jackson up the middle, and, of course, he was stuffed.
Well, Anthony Richardson's going to be A-OK to come back this week. This from Adam Schefter of ESPN. The Colts did not list AR on their injury report after the quarterback did not finish Sunday's game due to a bruised knee. So Richardson is on track to start Sunday at Houston. At Circa, Colts 1.5-point road favorites at DraftKings, Colts -1, total of 39. Wes, what's your read on this game? You usually have a pretty good read on the Colts, even though you lost week one. That was one of those coin flip decisions that could have gone either way when the Colts get down to the 1 yard line and Richardson has to leave the game. How do you feel about the Colts getting AR his first win this week?
I think that they're the slightly better team than the Texans, so I understand why they're favorite. But with the total this low at 39, I think, you know, I always like when the totals are low, teasing up dogs through key numbers. And I could see the Texans, if you have 1.5, obviously, you know, 7's okay, but you want to tease through the number and not necessarily to the number.
Sure.
So,
exactly.
You know,
I
would
that's
say...
That's a great pro tip right there. Put that on there. Tease through the number, not to the number, because you're not trying to push on that.
Right.
You're trying to win. And if you're going to tease, look for that 1.5 to tease up to 7.5. That's a great tip.
Yeah, and that's exactly probably how I will end up playing this year. Houston, not the home chalk in this one, the home dog. 10-4 ATS in their last 14 against the AFC South. Obviously, those trends don't matter as much when you have a different coach now, which you do have with D'Amico Ryans. Remember, Houston did win in the season finale in Indianapolis as Lovie Smith gave the middle finger to the McNairs as he was bounced out of town there. Colts have not covered in 12 of their last 15 against division foes, so... You know, it's a lot. Rookie quarterback laying on the road. I think Indy's a little bit of the better team, but teasing up to 7.5 would be the way I would go here.
Of these rookie quarterbacks, Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, I don't love either one of them right now, but I like Richardson better than Stroud. But yeah. I'm not going to play this game. I think you're probably right here. You tease us, tease the home dog up if you're going to play this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jacoby Myers, Raiders wide receiver, former Patriot. Remained in concussion protocol. This is from Paul Gutierrez, the Raiders reporter for NFL.com. Myers remained in concussion protocol. Wideout Devontae Adams missed practice with a foot injury, and quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo was limited in practice due to an ankle injury. And that says the Raiders practice Wednesday in West Virginia. They're on the way to Buffalo for a game against the Bills. Josh Allen was awful on Monday night, but you would fully expect the Bills to bounce back here. I think it's going to be a big survivor play for a lot of people on the Bills this week. Buffalo -9.5. DraftKings still at 8.5, if
yeah.
My screen is right. And a total of 47. Raiders a little bit beat up here. Wes, they're kind of playing with house money because they open with these two games on the road. And you know that Josh McDaniels is thrilled with a split.
Yeah.
And they've already got that. But Jacoby Myers was really the guy that Jimmy G was looking to first in the game at Denver. And Devontae Adams now has a foot injury. I think there are a lot of signs here to tell you if you're thinking about playing the Bills in Survivor, go ahead and do it. I can't see the Raiders pulling an upset.
Yeah, I did bet the 9, actually. Couldn't get that
you
8.
You laid the 9?
Yeah, because we can't lay the 8.5.
You don't
and
have
half
any big favorites.
No, I don't. But I just think, you know, Buffalo coming off that awful opening where they should have won the game. I thought that their defense was actually relatively solid, except for a couple big running plays by Breece Hall. They essentially, I think, controlled the running game a little bit, obviously, minus three in the turnovers. They were sacked five times. Can the Raiders do that? Raiders did get two on Russell Wilson last week, but I don't think that they're going to get as many on Buffalo here. And, yeah, I laid the nine. I would lay anything under 10 here. I think and still a teaser possibility if you like the Bills. I think that'll be popular down to 2.5. But I just think, you know, tough game back-to-back. You just played at altitude last week. And who was it? I think it was it Chad Andrus that brought that up, Denver sports radio host. It's like when you play a game at altitude, sometimes the next week you run a little low on energy. Maybe that's going to happen for the Raiders here. I like the Bills.
He was referring to Texas Tech playing at Wyoming.
Yes.
I don't think the altitude had anything to do with Texas Tech not covering the
no,
game.
No, I don't either. I think his
had
point
to do
is...
with the, had to do with the quarterback getting blindsided, sacked, the ball flying up in the air, and the linebacker taking it back with 30 seconds.
Right, right. Look, I think his point is well taken, though, even though that didn't have anything to do with the game, how it played out. But, yeah, I think Buffalo bounces back here. I just look at, you know, the fact that everybody's kind of selling this team and now down on this team. It's like, oh, man, this team couldn't beat the Jets with pathetic poor old Zach Wilson here. So, you know, maybe they're a little bit overpriced. I don't think they're overpriced at all. And the Raiders, I thought they did some decent things in Denver. I thought the offensive line was obviously solid. They didn't allow any sacks. Jimmy G made that one big bad throw that got tipped, but otherwise played a pretty clean game. But I think this is split-ski time for the Raiders on the road, 1-1. I think Josh McDaniels and company would take that, and I think that's what they're going to take because I think the Bills are going to be all over them on Sunday.
Yeah, you were talking about teasing through numbers, too. If you can bet at DraftKings, tease the Bills down from minus 8.5 to minus 2.5. Because every book in Vegas I see is at 9.5.
And that might be. Now I think a lot of it was Buffalo getting bet in this one. Not so much in the Denver and the Dallas game we referred to earlier, but yeah, teaser protection obviously here because it could be 9, and there would be bettors that would tease it down to 3. But like we just said, don't tease two numbers; tease through them.
How about Thursday night football? Quick thoughts: we got some key injuries on both sides of this game. Vikings at Eagles. Philly minus 6, opener of 7, so down a little bit, total of 49. What do you think here?
Yeah, and I can see why the money has moved to Minnesota, even though Garrett Bradbury is going to be out with the back injury, their center. Philadelphia, you know, they have a few new starters on that defense anyway, and they also have a new defensive coordinator in Sean Desai. That defense did get carved up by Mac Jones in the final three quarters. I know it was a bad start for New England. They got down 16-0. He threw for, you know, well over 300 yards, and now you get Kirk Cousins, and I know Kirk Cousins had 3 turnovers against Tampa, but he threw for almost 350 yards on Tampa. So you look at who is going to be out for Philadelphia. Reed Blankenship, the safety, out with a rib injury. James Bradbury at corner, out with a concussion. N'Kobe Dean now on IR at the linebacker position. It looks like Fletcher Cox probably going to miss as well. So that's 4 starters on that defense. So what would make the most sense to me, maybe, because the Minnesota clearly showed they could at least throw the ball on an okay defense last week, would be the over. It's been bet a little bit. I think it's been bet up about a point. So 49, I don't know if I want to really go much higher than that, but I think 49 still worth a small play on the over.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to be popular with a lot of people on teasers or moneyline parlays as well. Gainwell had 14 carries last week. That was the most for the Eagles. But I don't think his loss means a whole lot here. He's still got DeAndre Swift, Boston Scott, Rashad Penny. Penny was inactive last week. Plenty of running back depth. But that Vikings offensive line's got to be a concern, what you were talking about.
Yeah, Darrishaw also battling some injuries. Yeah. I don't think he has been ruled out as of yet, but Bradbury is ruled out.
All right, so that's Thursday night football, and you're not going to believe the bet that somebody made on the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about that next. Wes, that wasn't you who made this big bet.
No, was it Dave Ross or was it Femi Abebefe?
Might have been Super Dave Ross, even though I don't think he's got a lot of expendable income at the moment. But Super Dave, if he had a lot of extra money to bet, he'd probably throw it on the Cowboys, right? So we'll talk about this big bet on the Cowboys. Also, which teams are going to bounce back in week 2? Yeah, an interesting trend for you about teams blown out in week one and how they recover in week two, because we talked about overreactions on Overreaction Monday. Well, that's a big handicapping angle as we look ahead to week two. So we got a lot more NFL betting and a look at Padres-Dodgers, too, when we come back.
If you didn't catch Follow the Money, here's what you missed.
I don't want to overreact, but Notre Dame is going to be a contender and will ruin someone's season. 45-25, 45-24, they win at NC State. Now, the thing that's going to scare you off Notre Dame is the schedule. At Duke, at Louisville, Ohio State, USC, Clemson. Oh, that's a gauntlet. That's tough. But rest assured, with Hartman and how well they look offensively, that's an impressive window what they had to deal with. Now, because they're on the road, you
with
got
a big delay.
How many games were delayed?
Oh, the whole
long time. That Wake Forest game. What was it? The Purdue game, I think, was a 6-hour delay.
Yeah.
But then, like Notre Dame, the coaches were so concerned about, can we get these guys enough food? They had to go up in the concession stands to get them hot dogs and brats. And they come out and they still bury NC State.
I don't think NC State's very good.
Eh, you could have something there.
Follow the Money, weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Pacific on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Information on hot water heating.
No, Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out the words.
World music, playing track now.
No.
Let me try. Our daughter gets confused about which details in a story are important.
Which paper towels are most absorbent?
What?
Here are five product reviews.
Why are you not getting me?
See, I told you.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of. It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Humans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is offering you a deal. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get in on the NFL Week 2 action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code VEGAS to sign up. New customers can bet $5 and take home $200 in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code VEGAS. Wes, you are the co-host of a new Sunday night show with Super Dave Ross here on BSN. What's the name of that show?
It is called The Look Ahead, Matt.
And you guys talk about opening lines in the NFL and college football.
We right? do a little bit of recap and then obviously tie them into the following week.
Who were the guests that you had on the show Sunday night?
Oh, I'm trying to remember who we had. I believe we had John Jansen, rather, from Philadelphia, Fox Sports Radio, The Gambler there in Philadelphia. And we also had the pride and joy of Tyler, Texas, Paul Stone.
All right. John Jansen, talked with him out at the Mega Bar over the weekend. Former NFL offensive line, former Michigan Wolverine star, right?
Not the same guy.
It's not?
It's not the same guy. Yeah. Yes.
You know, John Jansen, the former NFL lineman, is also a sports radio host.
Oh, really?
In Detroit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we got two John Jansens, huh?
Yes.
And, he was out here at Mega Bar with Derek Stevens, and we were talking some Big Ten football and talking about the Lions over the weekend. You had on John Jansen from Philly. Anyway, Super Dave Ross is all about Dallas, your co-host. Did he bet the Cowboys against the Giants on Sunday night?
He did. He actually was so confident he laid alternate line on really? The Dallas Cowboys at -7.5.
Well, did he make this bet? How about this big believer in the boys? A better at Caesars Sportsbook placed a wager of $100,000 on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl at 16-1 odds. And that means if the Cowboys win at all, the bettor would win $1.6 million. What do you think of that bet, Wes?
I've seen worse bets made, to be honest with you. I think Dallas is a contender. If that defense can be like it was on Sunday night, there are going to be a lot of teams. And look, I did bet their season win total, heavy juice to the over 10. And used it in the Westgate Pro Football Season Wins Challenge. So, look, I like the Cowboys. I know that they're always a scary team to like because they always kind of break your hearts and disappoint you. And then, you know, they get off to a hot start and everybody loves this team. And, you know, they find a way to lose. But this defense very good, and it helps when you have the best defensive player in the league, in my opinion, Mike Parsons. You add Stephon Gilmore there back with that young secondary, kind of teach those guys the ropes a little bit. And we know Dallas has a very good offensive line, and they got Zach Martin extended, one of the best linemen in the league. So he's up there to kind of anchor the line. I think they'll be able to run the ball okay with Tony Pollard kind of now being the guy. They might miss Zeke a little bit in pass protection, but they added receivers. They added Brandon Cooks. So I think Dak has plenty of weapons, and I would expect Dak to play better this year just because, remember, he led the league in interceptions last year. But I think that that's going to go better for this team. I like what I've seen out of Dallas in terms of some of the moves they've made.
Yeah, I'm always reluctant to buy into the hype on the Cowboys, and I paid the price for that Sunday night because they beat the crap out of the Giants. And Cowboys look legit. I know the Dallas defense can be dominant. The offense really didn't need to do anything, and the Giants just completely fell apart. Daniel Jones was under pressure in 67% of his dropbacks.
Mm-hmm.
In that game Sunday night, the offensive line did nothing.
And I don't think Dan Quinn, I mean, he brought some, but he didn't bring a lot of blitzes. They were getting pressure with their front four.
Well, let's put it this way. The Giants were having so much trouble protecting, they couldn't even block. Simple execution, blocking on a field goal attempt.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys defender ran untouched, basically right off the edge and just stuffed the field goal attempt. The Giants did nothing. Even on special teams, their line was a mess.
I guess if you're Dallas, I mean, probably your biggest concern, at least through one game, granted short sample size, is your kicking game. Brandon Aubrey, who had never played football before, the Australian, he did miss a kick on Sunday. So
might have been nervous.
Yeah, he might have been. But look, who they have, Brett Maher the year before, and obviously that didn't work out toward the end of the season. So Dallas still searching for that kicker.
Cowboys with a 40-0 win at the Giants. We'll see if the numbers inflated this week against Zach Wilson and the Jets. That's week two. You mentioned the Westgate Pro Football Season Wins Challenge. I've got the numbers here. $200 to enter. You're in this contest. You're the defending champ. I just got in this for the first time. 235 entries, Wes. That means first place pays $23,500.
So we got a few entry bump, at least. I was trying to promote that.
$9,400 for second place, $7,000 for third place, $4,700 for fourth place, and $2,350 for fifth place.
Mm-hmm.
And you took home last year, what, about 22?
About 22 and change.
The Westgate Super Contest finished with, and this is the $1,000 entry fee contest, finished with 1,301 entries. And that means the first place winner is going to take home 42% of the prize pool. That's $206,220. And the Super Contest pays off the top 20 spots. You finish between 16 and 20, you get about $5,000. Pretty good.
Yes.
1301, not bad. But again, those contests now dwarfed by what's happening here at Circa with the Million and Survivor contest. All right, let's talk about teams that might bounce back in the NFL. And we just talked about the Giants. Well, they're going to be on this list. And this tweet came courtesy of John Ewing at BetMGM, who used to be with BetLabs. Since 2010, NFL teams have lost by double digits in the opener. I've gone 51-33-3 against the spread in week two. That's 61%. Here are the big losers from week one. The Seahawks catching 6 at Detroit. The Panthers catching 3.5 against the Saints. Bengals laying 3.5 to the Ravens. The Colts laying 1.5 at Houston. The Steelers, 2.5-point home dogs to the Browns next Monday. We just talked about the Colts-Texans game. Both those teams lost by double digits. Bears, 3-point dogs at Tampa Bay, and Giants, 5-point favorites at Arizona. Wes, what do you think of this trend? It's not really that surprising to me that the big week one losers are 60% against the spread in week two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, I was going to ask you, actually, after you were wrapping up all 8 of those games that apply to this trend, what do you think that goes this week? I think maybe 4-4.
Well, there's actually 7 games because Colts-Texans is on there twice.
Oh, okay.
Both those teams lost by double digits.
Okay.
I'll say 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3. Okay, I didn't see that was listed twice because I'm going down this list. Seattle at Detroit, that was initially one.
You got to throw out that game completely.
Yeah.
With both teams qualifying for this trend. So let's say there are 6 games that apply to it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'll start with Seattle-Detroit at the top. That was initially one I was going to play, and somebody apparently played it today because it's down to 4.5 at Circa. So I waited on this because I got a little bit concerned, and why I was really concerned here is because even though I like the spot for Seattle, the tackles, both their starting tackles went out last week. Abraham Lucas, by the way, on IR with the knee injury. We don't know if Charles Cross is going to go yet. Tyler Lockett in the concussion protocol. Jamal Adams missed the first game against the Rams with the quad issue. So we'll see if he comes back. Devin Witherspoon also missed with the hamstring. So a lot of injuries for Seattle, and yet they got bet today. And yet they absolutely got bet, and I would think if they're getting bet that's not, you know, your Joe better necessarily. So this might be a game I just stay out of completely.
Abe Lucas, right tackle for the Seahawks, placed on IR. He's going to be out 4 weeks, so you're talking about the banged-up Seahawks offensive line. This is a classic situation where the Seahawks look bad in week one. Lions are going to be overhyped because they win it. KC and the Chiefs are down 2 of the best 3 players in that game. I really wanted to play the Seahawks in this game. I'm not sure if I will or not. I'm not going to lay the 3.5 of the Bengals against the Ravens. But I am on, I can tell you, I'm on the Steelers next Monday against the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bet that yet because I want to see if a 3 is going to pop up somewhere. But if not, I'll just tease the Steelers up to 8.5, and I'll probably take the 2.5 for something, too. I am on the Bears plus 3 at Tampa Bay.
As am I.
I'm not going to lay it with the Giants on the road, and I was talking with someone about the Survivor contest today. I think it was David Dorman, VSIN fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust the Giants. I don't like to play road teams necessarily, but I don't trust the Giants. I know a lot of people think, well, they're going to bounce back after the 40. They looked bad.
Right.
And they looked bad for a reason. Not only that, Andrew Thomas, starting offensive tackle, sat out of practice today. Darren Waller sat out of practice. Wes, I think the Giants If you play them in Survivor, you might have to sweat this one out in the desert.
Yeah, and I had to sweat out against Arizona in week one, so I don't know if I want to do it week two.
Ian Cameron, football handicapper from Canada, and Brian Edwards, SEC football handicapper, up in hour number two.
Football is back in full swing with another week of epic games. And who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Get in on the NFL Week 2 action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code VEGAS to sign up. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. See dkng.com/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word. Someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
There's been a rumor going around my school lately about a new draft, so I decided to check out the facts. Turns out, there is no draft, and if there ever was going to be one, we'd have plenty of notice. But you know what else I found out? Young men like me still need to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register when there's no draft? Well, first off, it's the law. Guys have had to register for almost 60 years. Second, if you're a guy living in the U.S. and you don't register, you get shut out of important opportunities like college loans, job training, good jobs, and even a driver's license in most states. But I guess for me, I register because it's the right thing to do. Things are crazy in this world right now. And if the country ever does decide it needs me, I'm going to do my part.
Guys, register with Selective Service when you turn 18. Go to sss.gov or your local post office.
Never miss another show. Stream us live or listen to past podcasts 24/7 at lvsportsnetwork.com. This is Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Padre Series Dodgers. First pitch right around the corner here. Blake Snell against Ryan Pepiot. And at Circus Sports, Dodgers minus 126. This number has been bumped up a little bit. It looks like Dodgers taking a little bit of money at closing time, Wes. Pepiot, 21 innings for the Dodgers, 2-0 with an ERA of 0.86 and a whip of 0.52. He has got 17 strikeouts in those 21 innings. He's kind of been a revelation for the Dodgers. We'll see if it's a fluke or not. But Blake Snell on the other side, the Padres lefty, pitching for Cy Young consideration. And these teams have split the first two games of this series.
Yeah, and a couple of lineup changes here. Manny Machado not in the starting lineup for the San Diego Padres. So maybe a little bit of a reason for the move on the Dodgers. And now I'm seeing as high as about 133 in the faraway place market on the Dodgers.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I noticed Machado's out of the lineup, and he's worth a little bit to the number. Padres won the game on Monday night 11-8. 11-8. Dodgers bounced back with the answer last night 11-2. And it looks like Dodgers taking a little bit of money in that matchup tonight. All right, let's get to the Canadian kid football handicapper, Ian Cameron out of Canada. Ian Cameron, how was your week one in the NFL?
It was a kind of break even, actually. It was a little good, a little bad. The bad was Pittsburgh. The bad was Washington. The good was Tampa Bay. The good was Tampa Bay was good. We had Philadelphia snuck one out for me. So it was a little good, little bad. The Giants, well, the less we say about that, the better.
You and me both.
But nevertheless, yeah, I mean, that was a tough one. But, yeah, up and down week. College was kind of disappointing. CFL was really good again. So a little mixed bag of everything. But, like I said, early in the season, especially for NFL and college, I will say this. I like the card for both NFL and college this week. So looking forward to it.
Well, let's hope it turns out better than that Giants-Cowboys game on Sunday night in the NFL this week, because I was on the Giants too. All right, what do you like in the NFL, Ian? I haven't seen your plays yet this week, but give the listeners, viewers, a couple of your best bets.
Yeah, I mean, for Thursday night, I've got the Eagles in some teasers. I think they win. I don't know about laying six. They do have some injuries, cluster injuries, couple on defense that do concern me. Minnesota's going to be without Bradbury, their starting center as well, so keep an eye on that as well going into this game. So I think, and Philadelphia crushed them last year at home, but I don't know about laying the six, but I think they'll win the game. So Philly's a teaser spot for me this week in the NFL. A lot of stuff I like on Sunday. I think it's a buy-low situation for the Chargers. This is a team that typically plays better on the road. I liked what I saw from their offense. I liked what I saw from their offensive line. And I think the thing you have to fear most about Tennessee is their defensive front. You know, I think the likes of Lindsley, the center, Rashawn Slater, you know, it's a healthy O-line finally. They're going to be able to block. They're going to be able to protect for Justin Herbert, get Eckler going in this game. And on the flip side, I didn't like anything about Tennessee's offense. Tannehill struggling to find his receivers down the field, that O-line struggling. And while I think the Chargers O-line can hang in there against the Tennessee defense, I think the Tennessee offensive line, which struggled last week, is going to struggle with Joey Bosa in the front for the Chargers. So I think in the trenches, it's a little bit of an advantage for the Chargers. So laying just a field goal in a bounce-back spot with the Chargers on the road, you know, after that tough loss against Miami, definitely something I'm interested in there. You want to talk about your overreaction game, and I know they were
from the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Their limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Well, for those tuned in for the Aviators and the Round Rock Express, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. Been delayed for just under an hour, 47 minutes or so on the delay to this point, and just got word that tonight's game will be postponed, resumed tomorrow in a 5 o'clock first pitch. They're going to complete the game in which the Aviators are leading 3-0 through three innings full. They complete that 9-inning game and then play a 7-inning game to follow tomorrow. So again, the Aviators on top of the Round Rock Express, 3-0 after three innings. The top of the fourth had yet to start, and the Aviators and Express will have to wait until tomorrow. Again, they're going to finish this game. It's going to start in the top of the fourth inning, starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow. We'll get word whether it's 5 local or 5:05, and then following with a 7-inning game, finishing up game 2 and completing game 3 tomorrow. Again, thanks to those who stay tuned in. Matt Nevard with you from Dell Diamond. And the Aviators and the Express will get it going tomorrow, finishing up this game and then a 7-inning game to follow. That'll do it for us tonight from Dell Diamond. Big thank you to our producer in our Lotus Broadcasting studio, Joe Costa. Big thanks to Doug Marsh with Lotus Broadcasting as well. Once again, the Aviators and the Express back at it tomorrow at 5 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Pacific for the resumption of this game and then a 7-inning game to follow. I'm Matt Nevert saying thanks so much for tuning in. And for the final time from rain-soaked Dell Diamond in Austin, Texas, so long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
Taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
SU. I kind of feel that way about Wyoming, Texas, where if you're betting Wyoming, it's more the hunch that Texas is going to be flat throughout that football game, especially early. Florida State certainly wasn't, and they were just too good, too powerful, too strong, too fast, just better, higher level talent recruits across the board at every position. And that's what you have with Texas over Wyoming. So to me, if you're taking Wyoming, it's the letdown theory. But to me personally, with my own betting in college football, the letdown spot theory hasn't been working as well the last few years.
Nope, I agree with you. And I've tried to play that a bunch, too, with not as much success here in the last couple of years. Ian Cameron, football handicapper from Canada with us. How about the CFL? We're getting to week 15. We got two games on Friday, two games on Saturday. What do you like north of the border?
Yeah, on Friday, I like Edmonton, Saskatchewan, a little side in total here in this game. I think Saskatchewan, and look, I've been really backing Edmonton a lot since they made the quarterback change to Trey Ford, but they're off a big comeback win against Calgary last week, and Saskatchewan's off this massive blowout loss, humiliating really against Winnipeg, 51-6. Saskatchewan's played their best football at home lately, 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread their last three home games. Their quarterback, Jake Dolagala, kind of has this, you know, home-road dichotomy thing that sometimes pitchers have in baseball. You know, he plays well at home, not so well on the road, but he's back home here. I could see him in the offense doing well for the Riders. But Trey Ford, I think, can move the ball too. Edmonton's offense has been much better since they made the quarterback change and Jarius Jackson became OC. So I think Saskatchewan wins, Saskatchewan covers. Laying the 3 would be the way I would go with that. And the over here at 46. And then on Saturday, couple of overs for me in both games on Saturday. Powell and the Ticat offense had their best game of the season last week against Ottawa. Winnipeg does give up more points on the road, but I'm not sure Hamilton's going to stop Winnipeg. I mean, Zach Collaros, you know, one of the arguably probably is still the best quarterback, even with Chad Kelly having a great season in the league. Brady Oliveira, they can run it, they can throw it. Not sure Hamilton's adept to stop them. So I think that game can go over 47.5. And then Ottawa, BC, I like BC minus 9.5. All they do every year is beat Ottawa in blowout fashion at home. Ottawa has never done well making the trip east to west to face the Lions. They're struggling right now. They had another just crushing loss to their playoff hopes last week, which are, you know, hanging by a thread right now. BC off a bye week. The bye week teams have done well this year in the CFL, something along the lines, I believe, of 12-4 straight up and 11-5 against the spread. So BC laying the points for me and over 46.5. We still got some time, guys, so I'll go back to college. I wanted to give you a couple more college games before we wrap it up here that I like. Syracuse-Purdue over the total. I like both of those offenses. I really like what I've seen from Schrader and the Syracuse offense, so I think you're going to see some points scored in that one. I mentioned Georgia Tech earlier. I'm also interested, and here's an ugly one. You know, you never think UMass and Eastern Michigan, you know, is a big-time football game, but I cashed a ticket last week, you guys, with Eastern Michigan, and I was lucky. They could not move the ball on offense the entire football game against Minnesota. And somehow I'm just holding out hope that Minnesota doesn't punch it in late, which thankfully they didn't. They settled for a field goal. I got out of there with an EMU plus the points winner. I'm coming to UMass plus the points against Eastern Michigan. I don't trust that Eastern Michigan offense. Chris Creighton's team has never been as good when they're favored. They're good dogs. They're not good favorites. I think UMass can move the ball a little bit. I like their quarterback last week.